Welcome to Raising Deaf Children Podcast, our parent company's Deaf Parenting. This is Alex and Raz Steven with this episode entitled A New Year, A New Decade, Time for New Efforts. In this segment, we will share with you that it is never too late to set goals for your child's development. Please download our free story, PDF and audio, by going to www.deafparenting.com. Again, the title, A New Year, A New Decade, Time for New Efforts.
This is the first week of February 2010. January is all gone. I feel this year, 2010, is a very special year. It is the start of a new decade. So even if it's February, it's not too late to make New Year's resolutions or set goals. So let's get started. If you recently found out your child is deaf, do not despair. Welcome to an interesting life, one of challenges and rewards. Now, this may be hard to believe now, but it is true. So here are a couple of tips on what you can get started on. Number one, first of all, meet deaf adults. You can do this by visiting the local school for the deaf and start making some contacts there. This will ease your despair and show you there's hope and your child has a bright future.
Yeah, as I remember when we found out Larry was deaf, and you know, we were trying, you know, from Trinidad, we came to the States and trying to get information and, you know, about his future and his education. And where we met deaf adults and where was really a turning point for us was when we went to the summer learning vacation in Gallaudet University.
Yeah.
And that's when we saw the doctors, the lawyers, teachers, and people were talking to us, and we were like, wow, was a whole new world open up to us. So try to go to these events and meet people and talk and build relationships and communicate.
Yeah. And deaf adults are very, very, very welcoming. They're very patient. And don't be, you know, feel like you don't know enough sign language. As once they know you're learning sign language and you're interested to learn about deafness and deaf culture, they will welcome you with open arms.
Yes.
Number two, one of the goals you should have is to start learning sign language as soon as possible. This is a gem, we're telling you. You really have to learn sign language. You need to communicate with your child as much as possible, just as the same as you with your hearing child. So in order to communicate, you need to learn sign language. And we started to learn sign language from day one. And again, it's because of the learning vacation in Gallaudet.
Summer learning vacation, and we started doing the alphabet and things like that, and you know, that's how we started learning it, because they had classes there. But one of the things you could do is from your child's schools, or I mean, now you have the internet. When we found out Larry was deaf, there was no internet, so you could do searches and find out where their classes, and there's some stuff that you do online. I know Larry, our son, he teaches American Sign Language at various colleges in Massachusetts. And now he's doing he's tutoring online, and I know he's going to be coming out with some DVDs with ASL lessons that people could learn from the comfort of their home. So there's a lot of stuff you could get from just doing some inquiries.
Yeah, and then the third tip is treat your child as normal as possible. Now, this is the biggest tip. What I mean here is do not feel sorry for your child. This is not the right thing to do. You have to treat your child as normal as possible. And your child is normal. You just need to use a different method of communication. Remember that.
Which is ASL.
Which is American Sign Language. Yeah. So no more despair. Let's get started on an interesting and rewarding journey.
If your child is less than 10 years old, here are a couple of tips that you can use. Number one, Continue that communication. Learn more signs, preferably American Sign Language. As your child gets older, their interest changes. You need to be able to communicate on these new topics.
Yeah. So what? So as the child gets older, they have different friends, they have different activities, and just like a hearing child, their vocabulary changes.
Yeah.
And you really want to stay on top of learning signs, American Sign Language, so you could understand the new vocabulary. Mm-hmm. You could communicate with the child, and you know, once you communicate with the child, from an early age, you start building a really good relationship.
Yeah, and I mean, even last semester, I took a refresher course, so to speak, at the Deaf Inc. in Boston. So, you know, you always got to keep on top of it. Make sure you are proactively doing your best to nurture your child's interest in reading. And we have a blog at www.deafparenting.com. for tips on improving your child's reading skills. We also have a podcast on that.
Yeah, podcast on, mm-hmm. on reading, what you can do.
Yeah. And number three, figure out what is your child's passion. Is it soccer, basketball, gymnastics, swimming? What sort of activity they like? Support your child with his or her passion. This builds their self-confidence. And I'll tell our listeners, you know, to go to RaisingDeafChildrenPodcast.com. That's where we have our podcast. They're on iTunes also. And we have a very interesting podcast there with one of Larry's favorite coach in Division I club soccer, Brian Ainscough. And it's a very good conversation for parents to listen to. And hear some of his feedback and what his take was on Larry being a deaf player on his team.
Yeah. In this case, with soccer, Larry loves sports. And what age he was, maybe about 10, he had this list of his plans for life with soccer.
Yeah.
He would be in the Tong team, he would be in the high school varsity team, he would be in the club and everything. And we had no clue about it, but we supported him. And you know what? It built so much self-confidence in him that as a teenager, he never did get into any problems.
Yeah, because he was so involved, I mean, exercising and training for soccer. And he even changed his eating habits, because once he started to do club, the coaches told him, you got to eat this type of fruit, you got to stop drinking soda, and he took it to the T, and it was really good in his development. So 2010 is a time to renew your efforts with making sure your child gets all they deserve.
So now if you have a teenager, here are some tips. And, you know, everybody used to tell me about having a teenager, and I was kind of scared. But Larry was our first child, and he is our first teenager. And even though Larry's deaf, because we had such good communication with him from day one, we never had a problem with Larry as a teenager. Mm-hmm. We always said, he is our deaf child, but he's the one that listens the most. Mm-hmm. So communication is the key here. Mm-hmm. So let's start. Number one, well, all your previous communication efforts should be paying off now. You can have in-depth conversations with your child. You know, a teenager really appreciates that. You need to listen to what they're saying and then respond appropriately. Let them lead you on, you know, the direction they want, and then you support them. So keep on learning American Sign Language. I was very happy we continued learning American Sign Language while Larry was a teenager, because he had different terms he was using with his friends on the school bus, etc., etc. So, you know, we had to learn those new terms, and then, you know, they start talking about, you have to talk to them about the birds and bees and stuff. You thank God they did it at the learning center, but still, if they have questions and you need to know what's being, you know, said at their school, and things like that. So continue learning sign language. And you know, if you just getting started, don't worry. Just put in the effort and you practice with your child too. They will really appreciate the effort you're putting in. And the second one is Yeah, proactively monitor your child's education. You know, make sure adequate progress is being made and start discussing with your child what they would like to do post high school. And it's a good time to have their school start introducing your child's class to deaf professionals. So what I found in Larry's school is there was a deaf teacher, and she, well, just as when they just started high school, she would start bringing in deaf professionals. With they can talk to different people and, you know, give them an idea on what it means to be a teacher, what it means to be a doctor, a dentist, or anything, and what the education you need to have, what's involved in the work, and things like that. So then this teacher left, and then the high school supervisor was in charge. And when I went to talk to her, she was like, "Larry wants to go to university?" I said, "Yes." And then I said, "Well, what about the other kids?" So she was just going to let the ball drop. But once we started the conversation going, she did, was very, very proactive and did help a lot. So you have to make sure that you know what your child wants to do. You have to set high goals for your child too. You can't let them settle for something, you know, below their capabilities. And then you have to make sure that the teachers and the supervisors, you know, they are on the same page and they have the same goals too.
Fathers, get involved. All children need guidance from both parents. And I remember, as Raz talked about communication, when I used to take Larry to, you know, pick him up at school at the learning center, he played basketball there. And, you know, some of the parents will come up to me and say, "You have such a good relationship with Larry." You know, and they were trying to have that relationship with their kid at 15 and stuff like that. And I told them, I said, since Larry was small, we always close together and it was all communication. And then they realized that they didn't have that, and they were trying to build that at 15, 16. And that's when, you know, it's tough. So, you know,
but it's not too late. It's tough, but it's not too late.
It's never too late to start, you know, so, but the earlier you start, it's the better. So fathers, get involved. And I have a podcast titled, "I Will Not Trade Him for the World." And, you know, please listen to that and you'll hear my side as a father of a deaf child. And, you know, fathers, think about it. You could be abandoning the best thing that ever happened to you. First, at Deaf Parenting, our resolution is to provide information that can give you hope and help you with the challenges and joys of parenting a special needs child. Let us know which topics you will like to hear more on. You can do so by going on the blog and sending us an email or putting a comment. Thanks so much for listening to Raising Deaf Children podcast. Please visit our blog at www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download the free PDF and audio of our story. We appreciate your comments and feedback. Please feel free to share your story with us on the blog. I'm sure it will help other people on their journey. The highlight of this episode is, no matter the age of your child or the time of year, it is never too late to set goals and make resolutions. Communication with your deaf or special needs child is very important. The quote of the day: always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other. Abraham Lincoln. Thanks again for listening and see you on the next episode. Please go to www.deafparenting.com and download our free story. Bye now.